Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Blair Lede at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Fire crews from across the Metro East rushed to a 3-alarm warehouse fire in Cahokia Heights. That fire started just after 6 last night. It was at Advanced Sign and Lighting. That is on Falling Springs Road. Witnesses could see smoke for miles. Limited water supply hampered efforts to put out the fire, but crews brought that fire under control in about an hour. Several vehicles stored on the property also burned. Just after 5 Sunday afternoon, someone was shot near the Boulevard shopping area in Richmond Heights. It happened between the Metrolink station and the Galleria Mall. The victim went to the hospital in serious condition. Police asked several businesses at the Boulevard to shut down as a precaution. They also closed Galleria Parkway at I-170, and Metro Transit suspended Metrolink train service there for more than 2 hours. Mothers Against Drunk Driving is hosting a first responders parade. It steps off today in Festus. Bentley Williams lost his parents and his 4-month-old brother in a crash back in April. The other driver is charged with driving while intoxicated. Mothers Against Drunk Driving is having the parade for Bentley's birthday. It starts at 4:30 this afternoon at Kreitz Memorial Park. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, the weather pattern has flipped this week and we get to enjoy a break from summer. Warm days and cool nights will take us through the work week. Each day will be mostly sunny with daytime highs in the 80s and overnight lows in the 60s. We do still have the smoke from the wildfires out west to contend with this week, so expect hazy sunshine to continue as well.